We'd had an argument the night before. I'd mentioned the fact that I felt like I was always the one initiating sex, and that I wished you'd take charge more often. That seemed to have shocked you. You thought letting me take the lead was respectful.
At the beginning of our relationship, it was. We've been together for so long now. I trust you. I trust you to initiate and to stop if I say no.
I'd woken up late. You'd already gone off to work. I texted you to say good morning, but you didn't reply until several hours later, and then it was only to tell me that you'd be home late. I hated feeling that unresolved tension between us. I tried to distract myself by running errands, meeting a friend for coffee, and watching a movie. But nothing could get rid of that pit in my stomach. When I realized you weren't coming home for dinner, I made myself a sandwich, and then I went into the shower. The pit was still there, growing deeper and deeper, threatening to swallow me from within. The tension had become unbearable. As I walked out of the bathroom, I dropped my towel to the floor and flung myself, still dripping wet, onto the bed. I'd just put down new sheets, which were satin. They felt like cool water against my naked skin, especially against my freshly shaven legs. So I took a moment to luxuriate in them. The tension lurched in my gut, and I could only think of one way to alleviate it, if only for a moment. So I reached down between my legs, and I began to touch myself. I was too concentrated on getting myself to orgasm as quickly as possible that I didn't even hear you come in. You must have stood there in the doorway, watching me furiously squirming and whimpering for some time. It wasn't until you took a very deliberate step right up next to the bed that I realized you were there.
Oh, baby, Jesus. I didn't realize you were home.
Something about the way you were standing there in the darkness, just staring at me, made my heart race. You took off your tie and your shirt, and you threw them on the floor. And then you sat down beside me on the bed and leaned over me, gazing at me unblinkingly. I'd never felt so self-conscious being naked in front of you.
Something the matter, baby?
My hand was still between my legs, and you grabbed it by the wrist and slammed it into the pillow above my head. I gasped without meaning to. Then you did the same with my other hand, crossing my wrists over one another and holding them fast with your hands. You shifted your whole weight onto me, never breaking eye contact. And with your free hand, you grabbed my jaw and enveloped my mouth with yours. I was still in shock when you grabbed each of my breasts in turn and began sucking on them, hard, like you meant to leave a mark. I let out an involuntary whimper, and you slapped me hard across the chest. It burned exquisitely for a moment before fading, and you did it again. And again. I was finding it hard to steady my breathing as you moved your hand down my body and plunged it between my thighs. You leant in close to me and growled, "Beg me for it.
Please. Please Please touch me.
He mercifully obliged, but only barely, pressing just above my clit.
Please.
You slid your fingers down either side of my lips and squeezed them together to trap the skin between them. You slipped them inside me briefly, just enough to torture me, then pulled them back out again and pushed them upwards, now slick with my wetness, towards my clit.
Please, baby, I need to come. Please. Please make me come, please.
You laid one finger over the part of me that throbbed the most and began to rub and pulse. The sensation was so acute it was almost painful. But I didn't want it to stop for anything in the world.
Please make me come, please. Please, baby.
But as my body began to arch, you stopped cold and got off of me.
Wait, please.
The look you gave me turned my blood to ice. You pointed a finger at me, and I immediately understood. I laid back down, placing my arms above my head, my wrists crossed, and waited. Though I couldn't see you, I knew you were undressing. Finally, you stepped up beside me and mounted me, straddling me so that your testicles rested right above my pussy, your cock standing straight up in the air. You began to stroke yourself, staring straight into my eyes, knowing full well how badly I wanted you. Then you laid yourself on top of me, your unbearably hard cock pressing into my stomach. Once again, you took my jaw in your hand and you forced my head to turn to the side. He whispered, "Beg me for it.
Please, please fuck me. Please, I can't take this anymore. I need you. Please. Please."
He sat up again and shimmied down my body, holding your cock in your hand. He brushed the head against the top of my pussy, sending me into spasms.
Please, baby, please fuck me, please.
You slapped it against me a few times, your lips curling into a sneer, because you knew I was in agony. You reached down and parted my lips with your fingers, balancing your cock just inside of them while you listened to me begging.
Please, I can't take this. I need you inside me. Please, baby, do whatever you want. Please, just fuck me, please.
In one fluid motion, you were completely inside of me. I nearly came at that moment from sheer relief. As your thrusts mounted, you took each of my wrists in your hands and you pinned them on either side of me. You snarled for me to look at you, and I obeyed, resisting the urge to close my eyes and succumb to the utter bliss that was spreading throughout my body. I was lost to your passion, completely helpless, as you slammed me over and over with a force I'd never felt you use before. You slowed your rhythm, pulling yourself completely in and out of me with your hand for a few moments before you ordered me to turn over. I obeyed without hesitation. You grabbed my hips and pulled them back into you as you once again began your frenzied thrusting. I pushed myself up on my hands, and you placed one of yours around my throat. You didn't choke me, but you pressed your thumb into my clavicle, and it was just enough pressure to cause me to cry out. You gripped my hair in your fist and pulled hard. I nearly screamed. Then I felt you wrapping yourself around me, reaching your hand down to rub my clit as you pounded into me over and over. You asked me if I wanted to come. When I nodded my head, you once again asked me to beg you for it.
Please, please make me come. I'm gonna pass. Please. I need to come so badly, baby. Please. Please.
You slammed so hard into me that it felt as if something inside me had snapped, and I fell forward onto the mattress, my arms too weak to hold me up anymore. I might have been screaming, or I might not have been making any sound at all. I'm really not sure. All I knew was that my body suddenly felt electrified. Every muscle twitched and spasmed of its own accord, causing me to twist and turn desperately under your weight. You felt me convulsing, and it set you off like a chain reaction. You practically roared when you came. After a moment, you began to cover my back and shoulders in kisses. You were still panting for breath. You buried your face in my hair and gently rolled me over to face you. All the menace was gone from your features. You looked slightly concerned. Before you could say a word, I reached up and kissed you to let you know that I was all right. I fell back on the bed, limp, soaking with sweat, and still trying to find our breath. Our limbs naturally entwined with one another, and we began to drift into the most restful sleep of our lives.